morning of Piskatava, where I'm Simon Kuf Pei Tes, Halachas of Priku Te'ina. Now, the halacha is that if you meet somebody and his animal is squatting underneath its load, it's in pain, so you have to help him take off the load. That's a mitzvah saseh of Azev Tazev Imai. Once the animal's relaxed and strong again, then you have a chiyuv then to help him reload. That's hakim tukim imai. And if you don't do this, so then you revatal these assays. Also, a leis assay of leisira chamar achicha, leisira chamar achicha, sira chamar achicha, revates tachas masai. So you'll be over on an assay and a leis assay. If the animal falls down again, you have to go through the process even 100 times that we learn now from the pasuk of Hakim Tukim. The extra lashon tells you that you have to make sure that you have to do it as many times as you need to. And you're chayev to walk a parsa with the person to make sure that the animal doesn't flop down again. The mitzvah of prika, of unloading the animal, has to be done even for free. Te'ina, to reload, so you can charge the person your schar batala. And also walking, you can charge the person as well. If the animal is a guy's animal, and the guy is the one who is leading him, so you're putter from reloading the animal, but you do have to unload the animal because of a chiyuv of tsar balei chayim. You can take schar for it, however, even though for a Jew's animal you wouldn't be able to take schar. And if it's going to cause hatred, so then you should also reload the animal, even though it's a guy and guy's animal. If the Jew is the one who's leading the guy's animal, so then the chiyuv is the same as if it was a Jewish animal. Because the Jew is the one who's suffering because of the fact that that the animal is collapsing under its burden. When the person talks about these mitzvahs, talks about chamor seinacha, your enemy. And how can it be that you have an enemy? It's usher to have an enemy. The answer is it's talking about somebody who is over who's over one of the mitzvahs, and it's a mitzvah to hate him. Even so, you still have to do the mitzvah priku te'ina because we're afraid that the person is going to stay in a dangerous situation. He's going to come to sakana, and we're very makbid on nefashis Yisrael. The halacha is that if you have a bunch of people who are traveling with their donkeys and one person's donkey has a bad leg, is going slower, so then the rest of the people of the chabura can't abandon him. However, if the donkey stopped altogether, so then they have no chiyuv to wait for him. If it's if it's a burden which is yeser midai, so then they don't have a chiyuv to stop up for the one person and his donkey. Okay, that brings us to the next siman, Siman Kuf Tzadi. And Siman Kuf Tzadi talks about Shmiras Aguf and Bal Tashchis. The Allah has mitzvah to say to Raisa that you have to put up a makeh, you have to put up a fence around your gag, not only your gag, but any dangerous area like a, if there's a boar or any other dangerous place where people could fall down. A gag that people don't generally go on doesn't need a makeh. The makeh has to be tent fachim, fence of tent fachim. It also has to be strong enough for people to lean on it, otherwise you're not doing it. And if you don't make a makeh, you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh of a sisa makeh begagecha, and also the leis saseh of leis sasim damim beveisecha. You have to be meser any michshol that is in your rishus. So if a person has a bad ladder that people could fall off of, he has a dangerous dog, all of these things, you have a mitzvah to get rid of. It says ushmor nafshecha ma'oid, therefore, if you don't do this, if you're not mesa the michshol, you're over on that assay of ushmar navshcha ma'id, and also the lav of leisasim damim beveisecha. Finally, that just like a person has a chiyuv to be very careful with his guf, ushmar navshcha ma'id, make sure that he doesn't fall, other people don't fall, a person also has to be very careful not to waste his money. So a person who breaks kalim, or tears begotim, or wastes food, or who takes his money and throws it in the garbage. See, he is over of a lav baltashkes, and a person has to make sure that he does not waste his money. That is what we have in Simen Kuf Tzadi Be'ez Hashem next time. So we continue with Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, which is the Simen of Tzar Balei Chaim. And then perhaps we will also begin to talk about the Dinam of a Chayla and a Reife, which is in Kuf Tzadi Beis.